now we're going to head out to Baldwin High School, home of a, is it the Scots, right? Is it, or no, I used to know that because what is Baldwin's mascot for the football team?
The Fighting Highlanders.
Thank you. I just remember, are there still bagpipes in the band?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that from my high school days. We're not talking football or band, though. We're talking junior achievement. And I'm going to ask you each to introduce yourself to get us started. Deepesh?
Oh, I'm Deepesh Simsina. And
hang on, Deepesh. I need to turn your mic on. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm Deepesh Simsina, and I'm from Baldwin, as you said, and I'm a senior.
Great. And any thoughts about where you're going to school afterwards? Or
I've not applied to any colleges yet, but I'm looking into University of Toronto, Pitt, and Penn State.
Excellent. What for?
Physics and mathematics.
Great. They're all great schools. And then we also got Evan here. Have Evan. Hi.
Hi. I'm Evan Isaacs. I'm also from Baldwin. I'm a senior as well. For colleges, I think I'm going for chemical engineering, and I'm applying a lot of places.
I have a degree in chemical engineering. We can talk about that if you want. I went to Carnegie Mellon back when it was easier both to get in and to graduate. At least I think that. I'm not sure I could do it again. But you could do a lot with a chemical engineering degree, including host a radio program. And then we have Mark.
I'm Mark Demore, also a senior at Baldwin High School, looking at studying computer engineering at Georgia Tech or the University of Michigan.
Excellent. I don't know if you heard me talking about Georgia Tech earlier. Was the application still straightforward?
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah, that was – it's a great school. Mm-hmm. But my joy was not having to go too hard with the application. So junior achievement, I remember it somewhat from growing up. It's basically a way to have you learn about business skills, and can you tell me a little bit about what you did and how it worked? Because I'm not sure, I don't know too much about your program, and I'd love to just turn it over to you to have you all talk about it.
Junior achievement allows you to experience real business and the real world, and they offer job shadows, networking events, and this is trying to excel you as a person.
Excellent. Would Mark or Evan, either of you, like to add anything to the overall experience?
Junior achievement, it comes from when you're young all the way up through high school, as we are, and even beyond that. I mean, I remember junior achievement even from when I was little. They came into our classroom and taught us different things. And even we went and taught second graders a bunch of different things about, you know, how businesses work, how communities run and stuff like that, and things even as big as taxes we taught them about. So it starts when you're young and keeps on continuing up through as we are high schoolers.
How has it changed you, do you think? You certainly know things you may not otherwise have known, and you've had a chance to mentor younger kids too. Has it made much of a difference?
I would definitely say junior achievement has made a big difference. It's sort of taken the traditional learning environment and connected it to the real world and shown where it connects with business and sort of given us many opportunities to make that connection ourselves.
Do any of you remember like learning something that just like, oh my gosh, that's how that works? Or, you know, where you kind of get to see behind the curtain and all of a sudden you realize that's why businesses do this or that's why governments do this. Did something like that happen?
Yeah, but my biggest realization or biggest thing I learned was networking, that how people go up to someone else and then like approach and then introduce yourself and open up what you are and then like ask for help. And I thought junior achievement really like showed me that like networking and communicating is the biggest thing as going into the real world or moving into the real world.
Did you get better at those skills as a result?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you tend, you know, especially usually if you're young, you're pretty idealistic. And hopefully you keep some of the idealism. I still have a lot. But you think that it's a meritocracy, right? But in reality, a lot of success in life depends on knowing people who can help you. I mean, you have to also be good. But it helps to know people. How about Mark and Evan? Did anything sort of, I don't want to put you on the spot, but like any sudden like, oh, that's how this works, or...
I can't say one specific instance, but I remember every year when Junior Achievement came to our elementary schools or middle school or wherever it was. I can't quite remember the grades, but I just remember it being more hands-on, it being something different, something I look forward to. I remember one thing I specifically remember, they gave out little tokens. Like, they gave me a little eraser car, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. So, I mean, I remember all the lessons.
That was like in middle school or?
I was going to say. Yeah, but I just remember something I look forward to and something I remember more than just a traditional lesson that we learn day to day.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely been shown when we did go in and teach the second graders. You know, you sort of see them making these connections when you're going through the lesson, giving more hands-on material. And they're starting to realize how all the pieces of a community, for example, fits together and works together to be successful.
What do you think? You've worked with second graders and other yes. grades as well? Or
not yet, but we will
yeah,
be this okay. year.
Yeah. And what have the second graders surprised you with in terms of either their knowledge or lack of knowledge?
I think the biggest surprise for me was one of the activities was involving taxes. So everyone's assigned a position, and one of them is a tax collector. So before that, everyone gets paid for their job, and then you know you send the tax collector around to go take $2 from everyone, and just the reaction on to everyone, like you know why am I giving up my money? But then you know you sit there and you say, well, your teacher over here is getting paid from that. You know that's the reason you're here, and you know just watching them make that connection.
That's a really good way to show it. And I can imagine they can have more empathy for their parents as they work on their taxes once they get back. Now, in your own, have you had any particular projects yourself, like modeling a business or creating a product or selling anything? I know that sometimes that happens in Junior Achievement, but maybe not always.
We do job shadows, and then this virtual gaming called JA Titan, where you are the CEO of this company. But it's a competition where a group of three, we're all in the same team, and then you go against other schools and then try to create the most successful company.
It's kind of like a virtual business that you run. It's a program. You sell holo generators, they're called, and you get to control every aspect of your business, whether it be your price point, how much the quantity you make, you know, what technology you just, you research and stuff like that. And each factor contributes to your performance index, which just basically a rating how well you do. And the better your performance index, the better you do. And we go to competitions, the three of us are on the same team, and versus other people from our school and other people from other schools. And it's really fun, you know, and it's, you know, interactive way of learning, again, something JA excels at.
That's really cool. So how have you guys, is the season just starting with the school year or?
There are two different competitions throughout the year. I think two different.
Yeah, two different competitions.
So the first one's, I think, November or December. I can't remember.
It's in November or December at the end.
One of the two.
Either. So you're basically.
We're practicing.
Yeah, you're practicing and warming up. And then the interface pretty much models a business.
Yes.
And then are you all making or producing the same virtual item?
Yes.
And
you're given competition in the same market, yes.
And you're given the same resources and right. You see what you can do. That's got to be a lot of. Yeah. Fun. Is this national, do you know?
No, I'm sorry,
we
I don't
do,
know.
I think we do regional first, I think. Yeah. Yeah, we do school competition first, and then we do the winners of those go into regional rounds.
Okay, so like FIRST Robotics or similar. It I could see that maybe other schools are doing it in their
yes,
regions,
right.
And then maybe you advance all the way. What a cool idea. Have any of you thought of owning a business or running a business as part of your future? A little early to think about that.
A little early.
Somewhat. Definitely looking at going into computer engineering and seeing all these tech startups now. Sort of motivating to, you know, be a little bit entrepreneurial. But definitely has showed me that there's a value to a business degree. So it's also got me considering getting an MBA after my degree.
Yeah, or that or at least understanding some of the principles, mm-hmm. because that's something that I really learned in my first couple years of work, and I didn't have any of that in college or any experience You looked like you were thinking too. Have you thought about business, Deepesh?
I have, but it's just like the understanding of how it works and how I would be getting myself in business. Like, I want to study physics and mathematics, but I also want to know the perspective of how the real world works. And I think going into business and understanding how it works really excels, like, or points me towards.
Yeah, it helps you help other people, right, too. You understand things from their perspective. If you, as a chemical engineer, end up working on a, you know, designing a plant or doing something, it helps you to understand what that plant's purpose is and what its business model is. So, well, congratulations. I hope as you move along, you know, keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing in the competitions. Maybe you can come back and talk about it too. Did you want to acknowledge any of the adults that are guiding you through this process or anybody, you know, whatsoever?
Amanda Lajak has been a big part of our whole high school career, and Miss Reynolds, she's our gifted enrichment program
coordinator,
and Dennis Guilfoy.
He's the head of Western Pennsylvania, JA.
Well, excellent. Well, you guys really represent, and thank you for being here. You should know this is Baldwin High School. You pass it all the time on 51. You see it up there on the hill with the new addition and everything. It looks great. And now you've had a chance to actually meet three people that go there and are doing some great things. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.